Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I do my head talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Check my neck, baby, how you feeling?
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Favorite guest? I've been asked who my favorite guest is, or who were some of the interviews that really kind of stick out with you, or some kind of variation thereof. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, in honor of looking at our big milestone of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's given me some time to reflect, and I wanted to share some of these reflections with you guys, the fans of the broadcast. Let me say, thinking about guests, it gives me that doing the Hair Radio Morning Show is a great joy because I get to live out, meeting my heroes, growing up and listening to amazing singers, watching amazing television actors and movie stars, and then getting an opportunity to literally talk to them and they know my name. It's been extraordinary. And so to think some of the most influential artists of our time, we've had an opportunity to welcome right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like, of course, the legendary multi-Grammy award-winning We Are the World singer, Miss Dionne Warwick, who worked, of course, on that project with Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, Diana Ross. The list just goes on and on and on. And so to have this amazing artist, Miss Warwick, to even know who I am, let alone to join me live on the Hair Radio Morning Show for a special interview, was quite remarkable. And now, I had already interviewed Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, who had passed away several years back. And I had interviewed Dee Dee twice. And Dee Dee's voice to me, I never will forget her voice. It sounded so much like Dionne's voice. So this was great. When I had a chance to talk to Dionne prior to me conducting the interview, I remember I had a chance to catch Ms. Warwick's ear, and I said, you know, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee, not once, but twice. And it was always one of my favorite interviews, just the most beautiful voice. And so, you know, they had a big group, the Drinker Sisters and all of that. And so, great thing. So when I'm asked about my favorite guest, Dionne Warwick has to be way up high. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Case Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence and 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Case Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. Now, he's a part of this pretty much the biggest story in America. It is my honor to bring to the Hair Radio Morning Show the one and only, we're going to say, Dr. Obeng, Dr. Michael Obeng. Thank you so much and welcome to the broadcast. I was getting ready to work in Miracle Doctor. That was my day there. So good morning to you, and we're just so honored to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Kerry. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show this morning.
And to share
my experience with your audience.
Wonderful. Well, I have to jump right on in. And we're talking about the amazing work that you have done with Ms. Tessica Brown. Now, it has been reported everywhere and across the internet. We're talking about huge in terms of the notoriety that's been, you know, reached about the, you know, about the story. And in terms of Tessica, somehow with the gorilla glue that you know, she placed in her hair, and everybody knows the story. But what we don't know, and what you might be able to tell us, is like a, you know, what prompted her beyond what we've seen in the reported, you know, gossip and this and that. What can you tell us that might shed some light on how this, because you would have had to kind of, you know, kind of, I imagine, delve into that a little bit so you know how best to treat it. So what can you share with us today, Dr. Obeng?
Thank you very much, Kerry.
You're welcome.
Kristen. What happened with Tessica was very unfortunate. You know, it's one of those honest mistakes, you know, that somebody ran out of something they thought they can use an alternative on a temporary basis. And it would turn into a month ordeal and a worldwide fanfare. And, of course, you know, these accidents happen all the time. And it's not just with hair or hairspray. You know, it happens all the time when people are, you know, washing their mouth with the wrong mouthwash and so on and so forth. And I think the world should give Tessica a break. You know, women go through a lot with their hair, especially black women. And, you know, to get a bottle of a gorilla spray, blue spray to spray to her head, thinking that she can wash it off, you know, in a few hours, you know, that has turned into a national story or a worldwide fanfare. It's something of it's a cautionary tale for all of us, and that's what I can say to that.
Well, I have to kind of add to that. I looked at everything when I started researching this, and I kind of looked at both the product that I believe she typically used and ran out of versus the product that she used. And honestly, there was, in my opinion, this is Kerry Hines, there was like a similar kind of description from me, from my words. So to me, you know, I can understand how somebody might do something like that, especially in a sense of, you know, when you're desperate and want your hair to look a certain way. You know, these are the, you know, how a lot of folks have been kind of pushed to that limit in terms of that. That's the bigger, broader story now seems to be hitting out there. But I want to kind of take a moment to kind of turn to your the questions that folks have asked me to ask you about the process and so forth. So can you walk us through because you created this concoction, I hate the word concoction, but you created, you know, you did some research and came up with, you know, what to use to kind of alleviate the situation, to remedy this, you know, this situation. So how can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, so when the story first broke and we got wind of it, and my office asked me if I can help it, and of course I said I can. You know, of course I didn't know it was a national sensation or something that had taken the whole world by storm. You know, I just said in confidence and in gratuity that, you know, pretty much anything I can think of, I can do it through the Lord who strengthens me. But when I found out it was Gorilla Glue and it became a reality, after I said, yes, I can do it, and within 2-3 hours later, you know, I was getting confirmatory message that, okay, she's going to be here 2 days later, which was on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Wow.
You know, I said, sure. So, of course, you know, I'm not in the field that uses Gorilla Glue all the time. I've heard of Gorilla Glue or Crazy Glue, but I don't know what was in it. Once I heard about it, I knew I was going to do it. You know, with any good, any good visionary or great visionary, you want to go look into and do research into what you're about to do. And if you are not used to it, you know, you have to delve into the problem much deeper. So, of course, I had to Google Gorilla Glue, and I had to Google the main ingredient, which happens to be polyurethane, which is a very, very, very strong adhesive that, you know, goes back, that was brought into America, I think, in the early 1990s from the Southeast Asia, where it was being used for furniture manufacture. Then I decided, okay, what can then dissolve polyurethane? You know, what are some of the solvents available? And having a chemistry background, you know, helped. So I was able to find out the different things that can break it down. But now we are not talking about just breaking something down on the surface, but this is on a human skin or human scalp. And, of course, being a doctor also tells me that if you put caustic solutions or caustic substances on the body, on the scalp, it can potentially burn it. So now we have to find a fine balance between something that was gentle to the skin or the scalp and something that was effective enough to dissolve this powerful glue. And after the research that I did in the last 2 days, on Monday night, Tuesday night, and also making a call to Gorilla Glue and my old chemistry professor just to pick his idea, his brain.
Wow.
And made me come up with something. Of course, Gorilla Glue never reached back to me. They texted me. I did try to reach me, but by the time they texted me on, I think, Wednesday morning, I had already figured it out, and I have done experiments on the mannequin, on the skull that I have, one of those surgical scars that I used to use when I used to teach residents how to put plates and screws in people's faces. And that's in front, you know, that sits in my office. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to get hair donated by the Southern Temple here in Beverly Hills. Southern Temple.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Southern Temple. They gave me human hair. Veronica gave me human hair. We put the hair onto the skull. And then, you know, we took the Gorilla Glue. So my staff, Oscar Garcia, my assistant, went to Home Depot to buy me Gorilla Glue and buy me all the things that I needed, you know.
Wow.
And we were able to spray, and I still have it here in my office, and it's stuck to this car. You know, I spray around holding the hair. So what we first did was to glue the human hair donated by Southern Temple to this car, and then we glue hair extensions on top of the human hair. Then we let it sit for about 6 hours, and then the solution that I've tried on myself initially, we did what's called test spots. So it burned a little burn, which is fine. If you use a little Q-tip and it burns, that means it's going to burn the scalp. So after we find the right solution that was hard, was gentle to my skin, I knew it was going to be gentle to scalp. And we used it on the mannequin or on the skull, the demo I had created, and the hair started to unravel. So back then and then I knew that we had a product that can dissolve human, you know, that can dissolve Gorilla Glue. And when Tessica arrived on Wednesday morning, I was very confident, without a doubt, that it was going to be successful. And by the grace of God, everything went well. And, you know, she's back in Louisiana doing well.
Absolutely. And we're so proud to hear of that. We really are. One of the questions that came in from one of my followers and fans of the show, they wanted to know if the treatment that you provided, like, you know, did it have any effect on the hair follicles, you know, on her hair follicles? Because, you know, you have to be so careful, like you said, it's in terms of preventing, like, long-term damage or anything like that. Is there anything that you could tell us about, you know, because she seems to be really happy. I think I caught some videos where she was running her fingers through her hair and all of that. So did the glue go all the way down inside the follicles? Anything that you could tell us on that part?
So so you know, initially, of course, things can penetrate to hair follicles whenever you put stuff on your scalp or your skin. So without, I can tell you that the glue initially when I got into the follicles, of course, it was temporary burn because of the fact that it's caustic in nature. It was temporary burn. I mean, it will burn a little bit, but it might have some temporary effect on the hair follicles. But I think all in all, she's going to recover. And then the solution that we used was very gentle. Gentle enough that it's not going to hurt her follicles. It hasn't hurt my hair follicles, so hopefully you shouldn't hurt her hair follicles. Yeah,
well, now, what about... Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to ask you, what about subsequent follow-ups? Is this going to be something that you're going to have to work with her ongoing, or is she just going to be able to just resume, you know, her life as it was before this happened?
Yeah, she should be back to normal life, you know. But I told her to be very gentle with her hair and her scalp, you know, just to, in simplicity terms, just to treat her like a newborn baby. You know, you don't want to put harsh chemicals. Everything that she uses should be very gentle in nature. And I recommend using baby shampoo, baby conditioner, just things that has nothing that is harmful to, or that can also cause that can also compromise an already compromised scalp.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Obeng, I do want to take a moment because I understand that there is a charitable organization that you are associated with or helped establish that I just love, you know, what I read about this and helping the folks over in Ghana. And we have so many listeners who tune in from Ghana to the show. They're big fans. So... Yeah, so I'm not, and I know them, a lot of them by name, so that's not just me saying anything. So I'm so proud.
Thank you for getting my Ghanaian people involved, you know, and shout out to them, you know. It took a village to get me to America, and at the tender age of 20, when I left home to come to college here, you know, of course, you know, 28 years, almost 30 years later, the Lord has blessed me so much that, you know, we decided, you know, growing up in Ghana, I saw a lot of diseases and illnesses, you know, and deformities that were attributed to witchcraft, you know, people at the time. And some of the belief is still there, you know, in the remote areas, you know, people still think that children with deformities are cursed. And, you know, the little gods, you know, witches, you know, they are cursed and their families are cursed. That's why they come out like that. They don't understand that we have the same issues here in the Western world, in America, that kids are born with cleft palate, and these are normal kids. It's just that, you know, during the developmental process, things did not go according to plan. You know, things, there were like little mishaps, and that's why these kids have deformities. And these kids can be treated, and they can have normal life, you know. The field of plastic surgery became known to me at the tender age, I believe, around 13 to 15, when I witnessed firsthand the works of Operation Smile when they came to Ghana and did surgery on a neighbor. The beautiful young lady I grew up with, her brother, her face had been burned with sulfuric acid, which was very commonplace growing up in Ghana. You can go buy acid and they use it for your cars, you know, to add it to the battery. And this man put acid on the young lady's face because she didn't want to be in a relationship with him. And her face was burned and she became a recluse. She never really left her home. And, you know, I saw firsthand what Operation Smile did. And, of course, you know, I didn't see Operation Smile during the surgery, but I asked my friend, wow, what happened to your sisters? Oh, there's a group of doctors from America came to Ghana, came and did this surgery on her. And, you know, I saw the restoration of hope, you know, that this young lady has. So from that day, I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. So fast forward, in 1998, 99, one of my mentors, Dr. Miller, John Miller, when surgery, I was in training at the time. I think I was a third year medical student. Dr. Miller was doing surgery. He's a plastic surgeon, a hand surgeon. And he looked at me and said, Michael, you are from Ghana, right? I said, yeah. I said, why don't we go to Ghana and do free surgery? He's the one who put the seed in my head in 1998-99. And, of course, I knew that, you know, the Lord has blessed me. And, you know, when the Lord You know, to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
So, to 2006, when I was in Boston at Harvard doing my fellowship, that's when the name Restore came to my head. You know, Restore is the name of my nonprofit organization, and it stands for Restoring Emotional Stability Through Outstanding Reconstructive Efforts. And since 2007, we've been to Africa, we've been to Central America, Southeast Asia, and we have done over 1,500 surgeries, all free of charge.
That is amazing.
And last year when COVID hit, we decided to start offering help in our own backyard. Of course, we still help people. I'm a big breast cancer advocate and breast reconstruction advocate. I happen to be the first one in Los Angeles area to host the first Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day that was launched by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons in 2012. Hosted an event to educate women about their rights to breast reconstruction. So charity has always been a forefront of mine, and I've always joked around that if I was a trust fund baby, I'd be going to developing countries doing free charity, or even here in America, offering help to people who cannot navigate through the complex process of our healthcare.
That's amazing.
Why Restore is so important and so dear to my heart.
Wow. Well, we are just blown away. And for folks who are just joining us, we're talking today on the Hair Radio Morning Show with the one and only Dr. Michael Obeng from out in Beverly Hills. Now, we understand that you work with the director of Miko Plastic Surgery out in Beverly Hills. How is all of that and your work there? Does that play a part in you taking on some of these extra efforts and helping, folks who are in such need with plastic surgery?
So Miko Plastic Surgery is my practice here in Beverly Hills. We've been here for 10 years.
Wow.
And it has been the engine behind my charity. The money that we make from here is supposed to charity. This charity has been supported largely in part by the efforts of our practice here, the staff and friends, about 75% and 25% of donations from other sources. And so it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me that the Lord has blessed me enough to give me a practice that can fund, to help the people in need free of charge. And, for those of you guys listening, we are here. We are here to serve the general public. We offer, the true breadth of plastic surgery, of course, the entire staff and colleagues. So we do everything here. I like to do more faces and breast and body procedures. And then I have colleagues here who does other things. But, this practice has been the engine behind Restore. And for those of you listening, if you want to help, and spread the love and restore more hope and function and put smiles on people's faces and change communities, you guys can go to restoreworldwide.org. Every donation is appreciated, and no amount of money is little. So we thank you guys, for tuning in to listen to me and to share my story with you guys. And you guys can also follow us at Dr. Michael K. Obeng, that's my full name, and also our Restore Worldwide. That's the Restore's social media handle. Thank you very much, Kerry.
It's been my pleasure. I have to say again, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Obeng. This has just been a big thing, and you've helped to clarify a whole lot and shine a light on all of this. And we're going to continue to support and follow you out there in California. We're in New York. So we're going to continue, and everybody's listening from all over the world to this today. So thanks again. And let me just give a shout-out to your team. They are amazing. We love them over here at Hair Radio. They've been awesome in helping us coordinate everything. So thanks to you and, of course, your team. Dr. Michael Obeng, we're going to call you the miracle doctor. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. All right, have a good day. Thanks so much.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet, Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning, March 16th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to tell you, it is an exciting midweek day right here on the show. We're kind of like action-packed today. We are loaded from the beginning to the end, as you just heard. One of our classic interviews with Dr. Michael Obing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But right now, I want to bring to the line. Now, this is a very, very first time being with us live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, she comes from a world that I'm very familiar with, as you guys know. It is the world of public relations, better known as PR. It's my great honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Miss Monique Lewis. Good morning, Monique. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you, Carrie. I am so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. I was about to say, you know, from the world of PR and all that wonderful good stuff, but it's early. It is Wednesday morning. It's about 6:37 New York time. And for our friends out in Central, 5:37. Yes, so good morning to you. So are you not excited to be here? You've been kind of listening to the broadcast. We want to find out everything you think. What are your thoughts this morning?
Absolutely, yes. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to hear your interview with Dr. Obang. I thought that was absolutely incredible. He has obviously been known worldwide for his work with Tessica Brown, but even prior to that, he has quite an impressive resume.
Absolutely. Well, we only hear it here radio. I think this is why we've been able to land such guests as Dr. Obang. And again, at the height of the Gorilla Glue Girl story, he was with us, and I'm honored. You know, they're like family to us at the Hair Radio Show, but we love them very much. Very supportive of our efforts, and so when this story broke, so I was so happy to get. You know, that's the benefit of having this kind of platform. We can go right in and get the real story. Everybody that you know, all of the things that we talk to, you know, the guests, it's all organic. And so we get the truth. And that's what
and
we're most
you know,
into.
Absolutely. And as you know, in media, a lot of times stories can be distorted or not fully convey the messaging or the imagery or the branding that, you know, the company wants to represent. So it's really great. You have this platform, like you said, to really give the authentic, true story from the horse's mouth, as we say, right?
Exactly.
So I think that's really amazing.
Well, listen, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to delve and dive right on in. You are the story this morning, Monique Lewis.
First of all,
you are the story this morning. I have to tell folks because, you know, this is something that I told you as well off air. Public relations and PR and all of this is very dear and close to my heart. It is something that I've been doing when I started out in business with all that, and my children's stories and stuff in Los Angeles, out in Hollywood, the very first thing I was introduced to were PR people who landed me at a radio network and put me on 875 stations around the country. So they have always been very important and very critical to my success. And then I hired on my own publicist from that part and loved it so much. I said, oh, I think I can take a stab at this. And in 1995, that's where I kind of started with all of this. So it's just, it's always meant something to me. And I know how important it is, you know. So thank you. Thank you for picking up the mantle and keeping the ball rolling in PR, in the world of PR. What would you like to say? Go right ahead, Monique. You know you got to jump in here.
I was just going to say, as you were saying, you're absolutely correct. PR is so essential to every single brand. It doesn't matter if it's a solo entrepreneur, if it's a corporation, if it's a small business, medium business, larger entity. PR is so important. And it's not just the media outreach, right? It's really maintaining that messaging that you want to have conveyed to the public. It really means making relationships with the public. So it's really crucial that people understand the essential nature of public relations.
Yes, I totally agree. Now, I have to say, all of that is true. And personally, it goes beyond that. And that is where you are setting the example. I mean, you are, your personality is what draws folks to you. From the moment I talked with Monique, I always thought you would be a perfect fit here. Remember I told you all that? And, So today I'm excited that our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show get to know you too.
Thank you. So I'm excited to get to know them too.
So this is just awesome because, you know, and when I kind of launched all this, I said, these are the folks who need PR the most. These are the folks who need public relations. You know, go ahead, Monique.
You notice in that field, oftentimes, they don't have publicists or anyone managing their communication. You hit it on the nail. You hit a market that definitely needs communication.
Absolutely. Now, I've got to tell the folks, you handle some big clients. We're not going to discuss it. Sometimes the clients don't want their own name to be so much out there. They want the companies that they have founded or, you know, work with or whatever the job at hand or task is to be promoted. But our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know some of the big folks that you handle right here because they've been on our show. So that's all I'm going to say right now. And I want to just tell folks, Monique, I want you to tell folks about your official company name. We want to make sure everybody has every little detail that they can write down. So grab your pens and paper because Monique, she may not tell you, but I'm going to tell you. She is the person behind this amazing company. Now, you can go to her website when you get 5 seconds. It's very easy. And so I'm going to say it now, so be ready to write. It's global PR solutions with an S at the end, .net. Let me repeat it, global PR solutions, .net. So we're going to put a link at hairradio.com where you see on our website at hairadio.com. Down at the bottom, we have all of our partners and friends and all of that. We're going to add globalprsolutions.net. That is Monique Lewis's management company, and we're so excited. We're so excited. Now, I've got to say, just to flip back to Dr. Michael Obeng for 1 second, lead-in interview this morning that we kicked off the Hair Radio Morning Show with today, as I mentioned, it was at the height of the Tessica Brown story.
And so right. the Gorilla Glue Girl story. So, you know, who's thinking about Dr., you know, the news cycle spins, you know, every 24 hours there's a whole new thing. There are all kinds of different discourses and things and all of this stuff with the media. But 1 year later, of course, I've got all of this on our ticker at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we know exactly what stories we covered and when we covered them. And I'm so happy to say that coming up in just a little while, we have a revisit that we just did recently with Dr. Michael Obang. So we've got a follow-up story that we're going to get on the air this morning and just in the next hour or so. So really good stuff. And I'm we're doing it here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
You definitely are. Congratulations. And I know we've spoken about this extensively, right, Carrie, of your journey, how you've done this. Yes. And, you know, it's very, very impressive. Also, that is extremely important, right? Because getting stories out there in an authentic platform, it's not easy. I think that's something we all deal with as publicists, right? Ensuring that the right messaging is going out. And if it's not, making sure stories are corrected and making sure that all the messaging that needs to be out there is out there. And it's tough because when you're dealing with news outlets and various outlets, oftentimes they want the sensationalism, right? They
exactly.
don't want the like good, humble stories. They want the sensationalism.
No.
And it's platforms like yours that are disrupting the industry. So, you know, social media is that. Now platforms like yours, there's a lot of, you know, independent people coming out, putting their own content out. Honestly, I see within the next 5 to 10 years that the traditional media that we're used to is certainly going to have a disruption, and it's going to be, it's already doing it, but I think even more so, it's going to be more onto platforms where people feel that they can share their stories without having like to worry, oh, is it going to be in my words? Is it going to be something that I said?
Exactly.
I'll give you a perfect example. I had a client who was so nervous about being in top tier media, which is what I primarily focus on, because she had a bad experience in the past.
Mm.
And again, this is why you need a publicist, because she didn't have time to go back and to manage that story. And it wasn't necessarily a terrible story about her, but it did not say what she wanted it to say. And she was like, I'm so nervous. I don't know if I want to do this. And I said, no. I said, this is why you have me. I am here to make sure we get every story in the way you want to have it.
Exactly. That's the secret. Listen,
that's
Monique,
secret.
You are just doing it up out there, and we are so proud of you and all of your efforts. We really are.
Thank you.
So I want to.
Thank you.
You got it. Listen, for the folks who are just tuning in, let me just inform them. Listen, we're all brand new and we're live today. It's Wednesday morning, March 16th, 2022. And I'm just so honored and happy to have with us for the first time on the air, Ms. Monique Lewis. Now, she runs globalprsolutions.net. That's her website, but her company is Monique Lewis Management. And I am so excited. You do everything from management to public relations and all kinds of things, but I'm going to have you tell it. What other services might you want folks to know that you have out there, Monique?
Absolutely. You know, I just got back from the Super Bowl. I mean, it's been about a month, right? But
I remember that.
I did a collaboration and partnership with one of the official NFL event production teams called Uncommon Events. And I also partnered my client, Dr. Yolanda Ragland of Fix Your Feet, with a lot of prominent.
And you know, you can't gloss over her name here, because everybody knows FixYourFeet.com. Everybody who knows Hair Radio Morning Show knows FixYourFeet.com. So great job to you and to Dr. Ragland. We love her here, and we are big, big fans of her brand. So thank you for all the work that you've done to keep it on the boiler, as you've done.
Thank you. And we certainly have a lot of initiatives coming up, and I'm really excited to be working with her. And this is the type of client who really, truly understands the importance and the essence of having public relations. So you were asking, what do I do even outside public relations? Because as we know, we wear many, many, many different hats. So I focused on sponsorship procurement, investment consulting. I've raised over $10 million for, you know, clients who were looking for investors. And literally that was like investment PR campaigns where they needed to have the credibility of a national or international media outlet for their investors to sign the check. And I was able to facilitate that for them. So that was super exciting. Yes, yes.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
People, I think,
yes, you go ahead.
So many things you do.
Yes, and that's the thing. And that's it. Yeah, in fact, you just remind me, PR is not thought of in the old days just, you know, a press release or a bio. You know, it's so much more, and it means so much. But I also hear you saying that you really give them the consultation, the support, and you know, to encourage them, because sometimes they don't have that. They need that from you that they really can't get from anywhere else. So I'm loving that.
Absolutely. You really hit it on the nail with that. Whenever I take on a new client, I do an in-depth consultation because I want to understand the structure of the organization or business, or even if it's a solo entrepreneur. I want to understand the structure of their entity. I want to make sure that we are creating sustainable campaigns that will have long-lasting effects. It's to go viral overnight, but how long will that last? You just mentioned, Carrie, about the news cycle, and 24 hours before you know it,
exactly,
you're like, people have forgotten about you already. So when,
that's true. Right? You're really right.
So
I mean, to be honest.
True.
Yeah.
Yes. Yesterday's news is no news. So
yeah.
I really focus on developing and creating campaigns that are going to create that sustainability. And that does happen through partnerships with, like, doing Super Bowl, doing Coachella, doing Grammys, MTV Awards, creating partnerships with like-minded, you know, entities or individuals, positioning clients as thought leaders in their field. So they are the go-to expert whenever there is something coming up. Now, going back to, you know, Dr. Michael Obeng, he is a thought leader in his field, because if this was ever to happen again, or anything to deal with his field of expertise, he's going to be the go-to. So these
exactly
are the kind of sustainable campaigns that I create for clients. So media is just one part of it. There's a whole spectrum of, you know, like I mentioned, collaborations, partnerships, forming, you know, like-minded entities that can create even more sustainability for brands.
Exactly. Wow. Well, now I have to turn to a part of this because this is the critical part for folks who are in the hair and beauty industry and the stylists and the small product companies, the folks who are just getting their business off the ground. Monique, what do you say to the folks who are concerned about the pricing aspects of public relations and marketing and all of that? What can you tell them? You know, what would you say to folks? Well, I can't do it. It's too high.
I would definitely say, you know, publicity is an investment. It's a very necessary investment, and they should look at it as the same way they look at insurance for their business, the same way they look at their website designer, the same way they look at their marketing team. Public relations is literally an essential core of any successful business or any successful entrepreneur. So yeah, it is an investment for sure, but it is a very valuable investment. And if they're just starting out, they can also, and I do this as well, I offer trainings to people and consultations to get them in the right direction. So they may have to handle it, you know, on their own until they get the budget they need, but I can certainly help them. Some of the, like we were talking about earlier, Carrie, some of the things that definitely any business owner, solopreneur should do is ensuring that they have consistent content. So the content on the website should match the content on social media. That should match any email marketing. Email marketing is essential too. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But it should match the content in the email marketing campaigns. And across the board, the consistency should be there. I think a lot of brands fail to do that. And they don't even realize they're not doing that. You know what I mean? They don't realize they're not being consistent across the board. So that is something that I teach people how to do. And then I also teach them how to do their own, you know, public relations and give them ideas and help and advice, ways to start garnering that exposure. So then when they're at the level where they can say, yes, I can comfortably, you know, secure a publicity consultant, they have already created a foundation for their campaigns. Now, I will say, even with that, yes, there's still quite a bit of, you know, work that needs to be done. Usually it's just kind of tweaking the messaging or making sure, again, the consistency is across the board or making sure that their, you know, whatever upcoming goals or projects they have are highlighted and amplified. So, but yes, everyone can certainly start with, you know, their own content creation. They can do press releases. If they see stories out there that align with their mission, feel free to reach out to that journalist. They're probably looking for additional stories in that field. That's the way you can definitely start yourself. Now, if you do it right, you're going to get busy, right? It's going to be media contacting you. That's when, you know, more than ever, you need a publicist to manage those requests. And also make sure that the outlets, you know, that are reaching out align with the messaging you want to have out there. You don't want to go for a, you know, left-wing outlet if you're right-wing, you know. So all of those things we definitely, you know, analyze, we, you know, look through, and then we decide, all right, is it going to work or not?
Now, Monique, I wanted to ask you about choosing a publicist. What advice do you give us about that?
Definitely work with someone you feel comfortable with. Work with someone who aligns with your, you know, brand mission and align your whatever, I would say, write out a 5-year goal plan minimum and ensure that publicist understands clearly what your goals are, what you have in mind, what you would like to do, and where you see yourself at least within 5 years. I even tell clients do 5 to 10 years. If you find that publicist aligns and comprehensively understands the mission, that's the publicist you should hire. Just because the publicist is good doesn't mean that publicist is good for you.
Ooh, can you say that again? So hold it. So it's kind of like just pairing, making sure that you kind of, your personalities are, you know, are kind of, you can work with the person. Because sometimes it's a challenge.
Absolutely. And your publicist is probably going to be, you're going to be working in very, very close proximity. You want to make sure that that is someone who, like I said, clearly understands your brand, your goals. If they don't, it's not going to be a good fit. And then from the other side, Carrie, you know, publicists also have to be careful about choosing clients and making sure that we can do the job for the clients. So it's a two-way street. It has to be synergy there in order to successfully work together. I truly believe that. I will say for myself, I love to amplify and, you know, bring extensive exposure to socially progressive brands. That's one reason, well, out of millions, that I love working with Dr. Yolanda Ragland.
is because she's socially progressive. She has a very targeted demographic, and her mission is around helping an underserved community. So that aligns directly with who I am, especially as a Black woman. So, of course, our goals are very similarly aligned. Also, you should be, now I'm talking more to publicists in this aspect. A publicist should be looking to grow with the brand. It's not, I don't look at it as a client. I look at it as an alliance. When our client grows, we grow. So if you don't see the growth potential, if the goals are not aligned, if the visions are not aligned, you can still grow, but it's going to be in an artificial way. And aren't we talking about authenticity this morning?
I'm kind of loving that, right, about the growth part. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the work that you're doing, like I was saying, with Dr. Ragland in fixyourfeet.com, it kind of, this is what you're getting. You're getting exposure, you know, so it's very important. Now, how do folks connect with Monique? How do they get a hold of Monique Lewis?
Absolutely. So anyone, and my contact info is on my website, but they can certainly email me. I prefer emails because then I can take a look at the website. I can schedule in calls and, you know, make sure I'm available when they want to speak. Oftentimes when people are looking for a publicist, it's like if you don't answer that phone, they're going to go on and call someone else, right? So emails really are the best because I respond immediately. So my direct email address is monija5@outlook.com. And also there's a form on my website where people can fill that out and they can put, you know, any questions, concerns, or, you know, whatever questions they may have, they can definitely put that in their form. I'll get that. I'll respond right away. And I certainly will address any and all inquiries.
There we go. I have myself on mute. What we're going to do is get Monique to come back to us soon, of course, right here on the show.
Yay.
Now, I hope you can hang out a minute or two longer. We're going to definitely have you back soon, because there's some steps and things that I want folks to clearly know on.
Yes.
And how important in the hair business this is. We're going to really make it ring true for everybody. And so I'm excited. So hold it. Let's get this one out there again for all of you guys out there. Please visit Monique's website. It's Global PR Solutions with an S at the end. .net, not .com, .net.
Yeah.
So globalprsolutions.net. And that's her company's name again is Monique Lewis Management. And it doesn't get any better than Monique Lewis. So I'm just so excited to have you on our show. And this is what we're all about. It's through promotion, marketing, management, all those wonderful services and providing clients with the very best and getting their message, because that's what this is about. Messaging to the right individuals who are going to be responsive to what your company's brand is. And so we're excited that you're carrying that mantle, okay? So
thank
great job.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Yes.
This is just amazing. Thank you.
You're very
kind.
Well, listen,
you too.
Oh, well, you know what? I do have to, let me just say, and talk about PR and marketing and all of that. The you know, we just wrapped here in New York the International Beauty Show over the weekend. It was the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So it closed yesterday of March of 2022. And this was their first year back after the pandemic, Monique. So
remember, we were talking about the, you know, pandemic.
Yes.
Has shifted a lot.
Exactly. And it affected everybody, all of us, including us, you know, in the media as well. But to
absolutely
have those folks out there, yes, and to be able to get, they recognize the importance of doing all kinds of broadcasts and podcasts and all of that. And so to have these folks really paying attention to Hair Radio and the morning show is awesome. You know, I had a blog. Now, this was back 10 years ago, and I really hadn't used that platform in the last, since 2018. I went to look. There were 50,000 blog, just views on my blog, just a blog. in 3 years. So that people are paying attention, and that's out on the internet and across my social media. So not to mention the thousands of Blog Talk folks who also pay attention to what we're doing. So I'm just grateful to all, and PR is where it starts. That was my whole point. Public relations is where it's all about. So, and my guest today, you know, it doesn't get any better than Monique Lewis. So let me just say thank you. So, okay, so Monique, you have to come back soon. And
yes,
any words that you want to leave us with today? Yes.
I would definitely say, and definitely I will be back soon. Just as you were mentioning, Carrie, like about your blog, certainly staying consistent with content. Content is a driving system behind successful public relation campaigns. So having content out there, being consistent with that content, and this is really for your audience, Carrie, is really being consistent with that content, even if you're posting once a day, twice a day, that is crucial because you never know what eyes are there. Like you're saying,
exactly.
You had the blog from 2018 with 50,000 views. Now imagine if you start posting on that now. Imagine what the views
exactly
will be.
Exactly what we're doing.
Right? Exactly.
Yes.
So
yes.
That is definitely something I cannot stress enough is content, 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 staying consistent with it. Whether you think it's important or not, you have no idea who's watching that, who that may be important to, and whose attention that may capture. So, and when I talk about content, I mean content on the website, making sure videos, written content, visuals are updated, especially in the hair business. If you are doing, you know, even if it's just a prominent socialite around New York, make sure you, with their permission, of course, make sure you capture that. Make sure you, you know, put that up immediately because, again, yesterday's news is no news. So making sure to stay consistent with that, yes. And email marketing is essential. That is a low-cost way to get your brand out there. You can also use that email marketing to target your ideal outlets. So let's say, you know, you want to be on Hair Radio. You make sure to get that email to Hair Radio, right? And say, oh, this is what we're doing. Love to be a part of your show. We think we could add. And always think of media as adding, contributing to media. Don't make it about you. Make it about the outlet. And that's a great way to start generating placement. So content, and making sure to stay consistent with that. I've been guilty of it myself too, Carrie. You get busy, you get overwhelmed, you forget to update stuff.
Exactly.
And this is what a publicist does, right? We stay on top of that.
Listen, I have to say thank you to Monique Lewis. Again, Monique Lewis Management. Her website, globalprsolutions.net. We're going to have you back here as well. Monique, I just say thank you so much. We're going to check in with you soon, and we'll keep the fans out there informed of your latest movement. So thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure.
Awesome. Guys, what we're going to do is listen to one of my favorite classic interviews for another dynamic, wonderful, wonderful lady, Ms. Crystal Wright. Stay with us. And again, thanks to Monique Lewis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a special guest on the line, actually coming to us from the wonderful world of Hollywood out in Los Angeles, California. She is Crystal Wright. Crystal, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Terrific. Well, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to tell the folks, you are the person behind this amazing book called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, in addition to, of course, being the artistic director of the Crystal Agency.
Oh, you make it sound so good.
Well, it is good, and I want you to tell our listeners why. Tell us a little bit more about the Crystal Agency, and then we'll talk about the book.
Okay, well, The Crystal Agency represents professional makeup artists, hairstylists, and fashion stylists, and also manicurists. And as a matter of fact, if there are any good manicurists out there, we're certainly looking for one right now. But we represent makeup, hair, and fashion stylists who work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television.
And that's such a big field. And there's so many stylists out there, hair and makeup stylists and people in fashion, who are looking to get into this whole wonderful, wonderful world of the industry, of the entertainment industry. So I'm sure you have a lot of ideas and want to talk about that. But first, before we get to all the good stuff, and we know the listeners are just waiting to hear, how did you decide, Crystal, that this is something you wanted to do? I'm always interested in finding out what that motivation is for that individual. How did you decide that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't really decide. I mean, it wasn't even anything I knew anything about.
Wow.
I was selling copiers for Xerox. I had worked at Xerox in Seattle for 2.5 years out of college.
Okay.
And then I came out to Los Angeles on a whim for a weekend because a girlfriend of mine and her husband were moving out, and they invited me. And when I got off the airplane, it was 75 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had just moved from Seattle, Washington, where it rains 300 days a year.
That was it, huh?
That was it. I got off the plane. I said, that's it. I'm moving to California. And the next week, I came back out to L.A., interviewed at one of the branches of Xerox, and got an offer letter the week after that. It took me about 6 months to get out to California. I came out to California, started doing the same thing, selling copiers. And then I was getting very restless, thinking, well, you know, I'd always wanted to be in fashion. Should I try to get a job as a buyer at a department store like a Nordstrom or something? And I went to a party that was actually at Muhammad Ali's house. It was a networking function. And I met a photographer by the name of Bobby Holland. It was a Sunday afternoon. Met him that Sunday, went to his studio on Thursday, and quit my job at Xerox on Monday.
Wow.
To represent him.
Wow.
Just packed up all my little stuff in my Xerox memory writer typewriter and moved into Bobby's studio working there and started representing him.
Mm.
And I worked for him for 6 months, loved it. I had never been anywhere. I got to go to New York with him. I got to go to Chicago with him. He was shooting everything from the Jackson 5. Yeah, this was a long time ago.
Oh, they really were still the Jackson 5 at that
they
time,
were still
okay.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I think they were still the Jackson 5.
Oh,
but
my.
We shot Richard Pryor for Essence Magazine.
Wow.
We shot Denzel Washington the first time he was on the cover of Essence Magazine.
Wow.
And but Bobby, I was working for Bobby, and 6 months after I started working for him, he fired me.
Oh, my.
He fired me.
But you had what you needed to have at that point to move on.
Well, we hope so, because I've been doing it now for almost 20 years.
Well, yes, and you absolutely got it.
Yeah, his makeup artist came to me and asked me if I would represent her.
Wow.
And that's how I started representing makeup, hair, and fashion style. She was my first makeup artist. Then I picked up a hairstylist. I picked up a fashion stylist, Michelle Cole, who is now a big costume designer in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all started.
Wow. Well, folks, in case you've just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got some great people that we like to introduce to you from time to time. And the person we're speaking with right now is absolutely no exception to that. Her name is Crystal Wright. Now, a lot of you out there know her already. She is the artistic director of the Crystal Agency, and her website, of course. Well, you know what, Crystal, why don't we have you tell the folks out there how to contact you?
The website for the Crystal Agency is, of course, www.crystalagency.com.
Terrific. Now, I want to go back. We had started to talk a little bit about the book, and I do mean that this is the Bible of the hair and makeup and fashion styling industry, as far as I'm concerned, and many of the other folks out there. And it's called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. And I want you to tell the folks out there about the book.
This book, it's funny because it actually is considered the Bible. A lot of schools use the book as sort of the business part of their makeup programs. And it's used actually in New York City at the Fashion Institute of Technology at FIT.
FIT, sure.
It's used as the textbook for their fashion styling course there and in Atlanta at Bodder and the International Academy of Design in Florida. And this is a book that I wrote because I used to stay on the phone all day, people calling me up asking me, you know, how do I put my portfolio together? What is meant by testing with photographers? How do I get tear sheets? You know, what's a comp card? How many images should I have? All these questions that they had about building a portfolio so they could do, you know, makeup, hair, or fashion styling for television shows and films, music videos, of course, CD covers, and magazines. And the reason it's the hair, makeup, and fashion styling career guide is because hair, makeup, and styling people are completely dependent upon one another for the image that's produced. A makeup artist who does great makeup and is working with a hairstylist that doesn't do good hair, the only thing you produce is a bad picture. You've got to have great makeup, you have to have great, great hair, and you have to have great fashion styling altogether. And so the book really just talks about the business aspects of working behind the scenes. You know, what size should your portfolio be? What kind of pages should it have? How many pictures do you need to have before you go out to get an agent to represent you? In a place like New York, they have over 80 or 90 agencies that just represent makeup, hair, and fashion styles, and a lot of people don't even know it.
That's right. Good point. Well, just to let the folks know exactly, because this, as we were saying, is considered the Bible in the industry. Now, your book, again, is Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. It's all you need to know about getting work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television, working with record labels, magazines, and production companies, testing with photographers, building a strong portfolio, and signing with an agency. Now, you just mentioned, in fact, being right here in New York, you're absolutely right. I mean, I thought it was over 100 of these, you know, type of agencies, so to speak, out there. And a lot of folks, you're absolutely right, are just not aware of that. So how do we get the artists that are out there, the makeup artists, the fashion styling folks, the hair people, how do we get them more involved and in tuned with what's really happening in the industry, in the real industry?
And you know, one of the things that's really, really important is for people to step outside of their world in the salon. What they do in the salon and what you do when you're working behind the scenes are two completely different things. And you have to see them as different. What a woman needs when she's going to work every day, as far as her hair is concerned, is one thing. What a woman, how a woman wants to look when she goes to church is one thing. How a woman looks on the cover of a magazine and inside when you start putting all these fabulous clothes on them or something else. And the thing that I tell people is to begin by understanding the language of this business. Begin by reading the fashion magazines and not just looking at the hair. When you look at a fashion magazine, you've got to look at the hair, look at the makeup, look at the clothes, and look at the photography. You educate yourself by starting to understand that all of those elements together make a good picture, and if one of them is wrong, it doesn't work. And so when you look at the magazines, you got to look at Vogue, you got to look at Elle, you got to look at Glamour, you have to look at Essence, you got to look at W, and you also have to look at the European magazines and understand that you need to go back further than what happened last week on Britney Spears' music video. Because that does not give you a historical perspective. You've got to go 10 years back, 20 years back, so that when you get on a photo shoot with an editor and she says, oh, my God, let's see, I want to do a 70s spin on, you know, a 70s spin on this model, but we want to bring her forward to the 21st century. What does that mean?
Right, exactly. You got to know what that actually means, what they're saying.
You got to know, that's right. You have to understand the influences of the 70s, the influences of the 60s, and, you know, what is meant by psychedelic and all of those kinds of things, because when you understand those things and you can reach back and pull some of those elements forward and add them to what's going on right now, that's the thing that separates you from everybody else.
Absolutely. Well, you, again, if you've just logged in and you're kind of catching us in the middle here, I'm Carrie Hines. You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, and our very special guest who's on the line is Crystal Wright. Again, Crystal Wright's book is called Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, and we're talking with Crystal. And again, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I mean, we get questions all the time, and probably, and you kind of touched on a little bit, probably the biggest question is, what is the first step I take? I want to get a little bit deeper. This is from the professionals. I want to get more into the industry. I want to be, dealing with the videos, working for the videos. What should I do? What's the first thing I should do? And I want to say they should buy your book.
Well, I'll let you tell us, Carrie.
Okay, no problem. And again, you really do need to
pick
this book
up. But you're right, actually. Getting the book is a great first step because the book has, step by step, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, the first thing that they need to do is they need to educate themselves about photography so that they know what they like and what they don't like. And the only way that you can do that, it's like you don't have to go take a photography class, but what you do have to do is start looking at the magazines so you start to recognize what kinds of photographers and what kind of photography you like. Because the next thing you have to do is you got to find photographers to work with.
Yes, exactly. Now, how
and
difficult is that?
It's not that difficult because there are so many schools out there. I mean, if you're talking about New York, you've got the Art Institute, you've got...
Right.
Off the top of my head,
well,
there are two or three.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right. Here in New York, we have tons of wonderful places. But now, for some of our listeners who are probably logged in right now in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's the great thing.
Wow.
There are photography schools all over the place. There are, standalone photography schools where that's all they teach, but also a lot of times the community colleges in your area have photography classes. There's, universities have photography classes, community colleges have photography classes, there are photography workshops. The thing to do is to go to the website, go to Google, put in photography schools plus whatever the city is that you're living in plus whatever the state is. And you will find photography schools. You simply go to the schools, or you call the schools up and you ask them, first of all, do you have a system for setting up, for hooking up makeup and hair people and styling people with your photographers who are willing to work with the photographers to get pictures for their portfolios?
Mm.
Okay? If that doesn't work, go to the school. Don't forget a school. You can just walk on anytime you want. Just walk on. Ask where the photography classes are held. Go there. Introduce yourself to the professor. Let them know, hey, I'm a hairstylist. I'm working on my portfolio because I want to do work in the entertainment industry or I want to do work in advertising.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you had any photographers here who are people shooters. That's very important.
Mm.
You don't want to get hooked up with a photographer that's shooting cups and saucers. That's a still life photographer. You want a photographer that's shooting people and working on his or her book.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up with them. Let them know you want to build your portfolio. The thing to understand is that when you're working with a photographer, it's a collaboration. No money changes hands. You are not supposed to pay the photographer to take pictures. That's a big problem, particularly in the African-American community, where the hairstylists think that they have to go out and pay a photographer to take pictures. But in truth, in the entertainment industry, you go out and find a photographer, it's a collaboration. Everybody comes together with their skills to put something on film that they can put in their portfolios and go out and show to other people.
Beautifully said.
So it doesn't matter whether you're in Seattle or Idaho or Philadelphia,
where.
Go to the Internet. Find the photography schools, go introduce yourself to the professor, introduce yourself to the photographers as they're coming out of classes.
Absolutely. Well, I think you said it best, Crystal. And again, we want to tell the folks out there, they can always go to your website and get in contact with you or find out some more information. Again, what's your website, Crystal?
The agency website is crystalagency.com, and then we also have an informational website, which is makeuphairandstyling.com, and the and is spelled out. So if they want to see, what we do at the Crystal Agency, just go to www.crystalagency.com, and that'll let them see the artists that we represent. And if they want just more information on the industry in general, go to makeuphairandstyling.com.
Now, we know that you represent the who's who out there in California. Anybody standing out that you might want to speak about, or anyone in particular, or tell us about some of the folks that you represent out there, or maybe...
You know, we actually represent people out here in Los Angeles, and we have a couple of people that we represent in New York.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. We actually represent a fabulous hairstylist that we're very excited about in New York. His name is Clark Vincent.
Oh, okay.
And he's in New York working on a film today called Cutting the Mustard.
Cutting the Mustard. Really? Okay.
And we're very excited about him. If you go to our website and go to hair, click on the hair section, and then go click on Clark Vincent, you'll see his work. Out here in L.A., we have a makeup artist by the name of Kimbra, who is just amazing, and we're very excited about Kimbra. She's working tomorrow on the fashion spread for Interior Design magazine, and you know they only do that like two or three times a year.
Exactly. Wow.
So, and we've got a fashion stylist. Oh my God, Edgar Revilla, who is just the bomb.
Okay. So now how?
And let me tell your listeners this, mm-hmm. because we obviously we don't have their email addresses, but we just did send out an email, and we are looking for hair, makeup, and fashion stylists in Atlanta and in Atlanta and Miami right now. So if they have a website, if they have any JPEGs of their work, and they can send us 2 to 3 JPEGs, if they have a resume, they can email it to Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, at crystalagency.com. They can fax us a resume or email a resume. Our fax number is 323-443-3752. It's our new e-fax number, so I'm trying to remember it. Because we are looking for people who, in Atlanta and Miami, who want to work on low to medium budget music videos. And we're trying to put together some teams of people because we have a couple of production companies that have asked us for that. So if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, submitting to us, you know, email us a link to their website, email us 2 to 3 JPEGs, no more than that, no more than 1 megabyte, because otherwise it'll suck up all the space on our server. But we're certainly open to seeing what's out there in the marketplace.
Well, folks, you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. And, Crystal, I want to, well, you know, I don't even want to let you go. I want to ask one last question. What do you see, is there some kind of new trend that the fashion and the beauty and all of this, is there a certain direction that you see everything going into? Let's talk about, just briefly, just let's talk about that. Is there a certain trend that you see that's coming up now, or certain things that are kind of happening out there in the world of fashion and hair and makeup styling? Like, what's hot? What's really going on right now?
You know, the thing I try to tell people is I'm not really the person to ask about that because I really try to focus on the business end, and I leave I leave all the fabulousness up to the fashion stylist. But I will tell you this: it's really important for people who are out there wanting to work in the industry to keep up with what's going on. And one of the best ways they can do that is going to InStyle.com.
InStyle.com
to keep up with what the heck is going on in the industry.
Love it.
And also to, you know, watch the shows. You know, they just had New York Fashion Week. LA Fashion Week is coming up. And keeping up with what's going on in Europe. It all happens too fast for me to be able to say, oh, well, this is what's happening in hair, and this is what's happening in makeup.
Right.
I stick to what I know best, and the only thing that I know is how to market and manage makeup, hair, and fashion stylists.
Love it.
My stylists come over here and tell me that I look how I look. You know, Crystal, you have got to change your hair. That is old, that is dated, get out of those skirts, and I just do what they tell me.
Right, I hear you. Well, you've got the best people, so... You're definitely in good hands out there. Well, again, I want to thank you so very much. I want to say thank you to Crystal Wright. And again, her book is called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. Mm-hmm. And you certainly can. Now, what's the best way that they can get the book, Crystal? I do want to make sure that they're aware of that.
They can call us here at 323-913-0500 if they'd like to order the book on the phone. Or they can go to our website, makeuphairandstyling.com, and they can order it there. If they call and order the book over the phone, and I'll also give you our toll-free number for them to order, which is 877-913-0500, and they mention that they heard about it on hairradio.com, then we will give them a gift certificate.
Wow.
For a percentage off of our packaging, your portfolio, and marketing workshops. You know, I have one coming up in New York on May 14th out there. We do it at the Mac Pro Store. We'll give them a gift certificate for a percentage off of our class.
Well, that is fantastic. And that's exclusively to the folks who are listening right now.
Exclusively.
Wow.
They will get a $25 gift certificate off the price of the class.
Terrific. Well, I want to thank you. And you've got to come back and tell us, especially a little bit closer to the workshop. I want to talk with you about all of that.
Okay.
And anytime, you're always welcome here at Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Crystal Wright.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, March 16th of 2022. It's our show number 685 as we march towards show number 700, which, of course, is just 15 shows away from today, and I'm just very excited. We're going to be having a whole lot of special guests, great memories, lots to celebrate. You're talking about over 2,000 hours of my archives. They're just a brand new show, which started in January of 2015. So we are digging in our vaults and kind of, you know, replaying some of our amazing, incredible interviews. Like we kicked off the show today with newsmaker Dr. Michael Obeng, who was the Gorilla Glue Girl's doctor, her miracle doctor, who rescued her really from the situation with the glue being stuck in her hair. Well, Dr. Obeng did an interview at the height of his notoriety in the situation with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's what we played. And coming up shortly, we have follow-up to that amazing interview that he just did with us recently. We'll get that on for you. But right now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you guys have gotten to know her. She was on our show for quite a bit of time, and we're so excited. She's still kind of getting her way and navigating her way here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and she has something brand new to talk about today. So this is a little different, but we're going to catch up with my dear new colleague in the hair business, Jaimisha, and it's all about wig talk. So good morning, Jaimisha. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me. Appreciate
yes, it's
that.
My great, it's my great pleasure and honor. So I want to kind of jump on in, tell the folks. Let's remind everybody, Jaimisha, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Now, you are a hairstylist, where you're based out of, and all that wonderful good stuff.
All right, Carrie. So I am, yes, I'm a hairstylist. I am based out of Maryland, the Eastern Shore part of Maryland. close to Baltimore, but not quite. It's on the Eastern Shore called Salisbury. I am a wig artist. I do work a lot with wigs and extensions. I customize wigs. I create wigs from scratch. And I also do coaching services for women for, you know, to help them beautify from the inside out. I have written ebooks. I have some other things going on. So that's just a little summary of, me and what I do, where I'm at. So.
Well, I love it, Jaimisha.
Yeah.
And you have developed a little fan base here. Yes, you have. Let me just let you know. I think Michael from the Vet Talk Show. What time is Jaimisha going to be on? When is Jaimisha going to be? I said she'll be on tomorrow. This is just about 7:30 or so in the morning. So, of course, you know, because what happens is all of us, we are big fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we listen back to it all throughout the day and at different times. Sometimes you're over on our 24-hour streaming network at HAIRadio.com. And oftentimes you're just live like you are today on this Wednesday, March 16th morning. And so it's exciting. It really is. Now, I love everything that you just said, Jaimisha. You mentioned about being a wig artist, and which is very interesting. I think I've been around here for a long time. I don't remember in the last 25 years anybody saying that they were a wig artist. So tell us, how did you become a wig artist?
All right. So this is a very interesting story, you know, on my journey to becoming a wig artist. And you're right about the last 25 years, you didn't hear about, you know, hairstylists or anybody really just being able to create their own wigs and customizing them. And I always was a wig wearer, you know, that is from a young age. I mean, I always enjoyed wearing wigs. I enjoyed switching out my styles. You know, just the flexibility that came along with them. And I guess before, you know, we really got into how we are today with the lace wigs, they had lace wigs, you know. They definitely weren't as efficient, you know, as the ones that we're wearing, but they had them and I used to wear them. And it just became like a market. The more popular extensions came, you know, became in our community with the virgin hair extensions and then the full lace wigs, I think, is what came out, you know. And the whole urban culture, everyone just kind of gravitated towards what celebrities were doing with their hair, wearing the wigs. Because for a while, you know, the public didn't really know that they were wearing wigs. You know, we only guessed. We could guess.
Right.
About
it. Because, and I love what you just said about the full lace. And just for the few folks out there who may not be as privy to know a lot about the hair or wig business type stuff. So tell us, what exactly is a full lace wig type thing with the lace fronts and all of that?
Okay. So typically they are three to four, you know, different levels, I'll say, of lace. So you can have full lace, which is what I mentioned, and that is like the entire wig is lace, a lace wig. So it's lace all throughout the wig. You're able to, it's very versatile. You can, you know, part it. You can wear ponytails. You can do anything that you would be able to do with your own natural hair. You can do it that wig because the lace serves as scalps, you know. And then you have the frontal wigs where it's just the front portion is lace, and then you have the lace closures where it's normally, it ranges anywhere from like 4x4 to 6x6 for the parting of lace. So whenever you hear some of my clients, you know, that are newbies, you know, they're not really familiar with the language, whenever you hear lace, think of parting and think of scalp. You know, that's how much scalp you would have, quote unquote. with your wig, with the unit.
That is amazing, and I appreciate that. That's the first time I think that's ever been talked about with that much detail on broadcast. So thank you. Now, what I love about this is that, and for the folks who are not in the business, but so this whole thing, like you just said about scalp and parting and all of that, so it with the whole thing with the lace wigs, that it looks like it's coming out of the scalp. Is that the whole plan with this?
That's the idea. And
I think that
with, you know, pictures, social media, expectations, and it's a lot with it, because the average person doesn't understand all the work that goes into, number one, the application to get it, you know, to match your skin and your scalp. You know, you're taking material and you're matching it up to a person, you know, their head shape and their skin color. And number two is patient required as well. So you don't just leave and get off scot-free. You know, you don't leave the salon and get off scot-free, and you don't have to do any work at home to maintain the look that you're going for. And I think a lot of people get that, you know, they don't realize that it takes, you know, work, because we're learning from the celebrities, you know, and the trendsetters, the people that are at the top tier, you know, fashion forward.
I love this.
Don't realize everything that they're having to do to get this look going on for them, you know. And as a stylist, we do, but the average client does not. So there's a lot that comes along with it because of the expectation level and the non-education. So that's why I'm here, you know, to help educate people about wigs and what goes into
them. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is the very first time, and let me just bring everybody up to speed here. If you are just tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, I am Carrie Hines. It is a wonderful Wednesday morning. We're live. It's March 16th of 2022. It's hour show number 685. That's a lot of shows. 685 of the three-hour each show. So that's a lot of time on this March 16th morning. And right now it's about 7:42. As again, we're live, 6:42 for you guys out in Central Time Zone. My guest today, she's really returning back with something that we're going to do each Wednesday morning about 7:30 or so. It's terrific to have Jaimisha with us again. We just love having her on the show. We really do. And something that, Jaimisha, I don't know if anybody's told you, but wigs are your passion. That is like something, and I've talked to, we've had some wig people on over, you know, 25 years, and in the last, 7 years of this morning edition of the broadcast. So we've had wig people on, but I don't think I've ever heard wig talk with this level of sincerity and authenticity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, that's the truth. And what do you say? What do you say when someone says something like that?
Well, I want to say that I really am passionate about it. I didn't realize the love that I had for it, you know, for the wigs, until I actually became a wig artist myself, started helping women who, you know, maybe they have particular issues such as hair loss from medical issues, or, you know, women that just wanted their hair to grow out. You know, they maybe cut it or struggled with taking care of it. I've had been able to help women in that capacity. So I guess it has become a love of mine.
Yes.
As I dig deeper into it and I realize all the places that, and the possibilities of the industry.
Yes. Well, this is just incredible. Now, Jaimisha, let's just take everybody back a little bit, because this whole evolution with wigs, we didn't just start with the laces, you know, and the lace pieces and all of that. We didn't start with it looking like it was coming out of your head. I think the only person that I remember, and this is going way, 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 way back, that made it look natural. And we're not, I'm not talking about, you know, we all know the great grandma type wigs that were out there. Let's just be, you know, keep it real here. We're not really talking about those where I call them the grab and goes, like they wore them like a hat and you just grab it and run on out the door.
Yeah.
We're talking about the more extended type look, like to me that kind of Diana Ross ushered on in back in the, you know, in the old days, in the, like the 70s or so. I remember she had like hair, you know, we were like, whoa, where did that, how, who, what? Because it was so unusual. We didn't know for years how it happened. And the celebrities, like, I love what you said, that the celebrities, if I can talk this morning, the celebrities were coming on and we didn't know how their hair looked so naturally long when we just saw them a week or two and it was about an inch long.
Yes, so what were confused.
Yes. So what do you say? What do you say where folks, are there still people out there, Jaimisha, who say wigs are like for old folks? Are there, because now it looks like everybody's wearing wigs, men, women, kids, everybody's got the wig. What do you say, though, when they first talk about, you know, the wigs being for not young people? What do you say to all that? Because you're a young person, Jaimisha.
And, you know, you'd be surprised that that mentality is still floating around.
But really?
No matter how popular wigs become, and I think a majority of it is just a lack of education or miseducation.
Mm-hmm.
That is what, from my experience, that's what it's been, you know. Because
wow,
a lot of,
I'm loving them.
Yeah, a lot of women, they don't want the wiggy look. And so, like you said, you know, in the past, it's been more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
It's been wig look, some wigs, you know, and we're moving, we're evolving and moving away from that. And, you know, there's a portion of women who've never hopped on the wig bandwagon. They've never owned a wig. They've never worn a wig. They never, you know, they might have wanted to try it, but they're nervous. You know, they're scared. They're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They're self-conscious. So it's like a whole, there's a lot of barriers to still that we need to break through in that.
Exactly.
In the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I'm loving all of this. I see what you say about the lack of education and miseducation, misinformation, all that stuff is out there. Now, you mentioned earlier at the top of the segment on Wig Talk this morning about ebooks and coaching and all of that. So how do folks find these ebooks?
Well, you can visit my website, JaimishaYapelBeauty.com. JaimishaYapelle Beauty, BeautyBeauty.com. And you're able to join my waiting list for coaching because I'm limited on the amount of, you know, participants I can take for effectiveness. You can find ebooks, you can find jewelry that I handmade myself. You can find my wigs right there.
And we're going to put some links over to our site at HAIRadio.com. HAI, Hair Radio is how it's pronounced, with one R. We will connect you to Jaimisha's website as well. We want to make sure and do that because what you're doing is important. And you can tune in. Jaimisha will be here each Wednesday morning about this time to give you the latest on wigs. And we want to talk a lot about this. We're going to delve into it because I remember I had a guest on wigs years ago. She talked about the synthetic wig. She talked about the difference. There were even machines out there that rejuvenated the lower price synthetic wigs that were available at that time. So she was talking about the whole thing. So you have a smorgasbord, literally, of wig talk. And Jamisha, are you? Yeah. We'll get some questions from our listeners. So you guys start getting your questions together, and I mean that for Jamisha. And Jamisha, because you can handle these questions and folks have on week, they're going to love. We're putting out some banners across our social media to promote Jamisha's Wig Talk each week. And so you're going to be really delving into a whole bunch of this. And we're just excited here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to bring this. It's something I've wanted to talk about on what I say on a regular basis with all of the fans. Wigs have been incredibly important. And even for natural hair folks, you know, wigs are often used while they have undergone the big chop. I've heard folks even say this, yeah, that during the big chop, they grabbed their wig, used a wig until they felt comfortable enough that their hair, you know, has grown in or the length that they felt comfortable enough to go and take the wig back off. Or I've also heard as a protective styling anyway. So yeah. As protect, to have their styles, to keep, especially during the winter month. I mean, even, wigs, because they probably, I'm guessing I've never worn one. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I've never worn one. But I imagine that they might keep your head warm.
You're exactly right, though. Yes, you are exactly
right. Is that right,
Jamisha?
I'm almost embarrassed.
My older clients love their wigs for that reason, is because of the warmth in the winter. I have one specifically, she's always coming back every winter. She's like, because they keep my head warm and my hair is growing. Her hair is long down her back and it's healthy. And it's from her just, taking care of her own natural hair, getting it treated, and then just throwing a wig on. Yeah.
Well, listen, I love this. I love the wig talk. I really do. And one of the things that I wanted you to talk about, Jamisha, to get your opinion, I want to toss out some names of folks who absolutely represent today's idea, but also some of the legends out there who, they were big on wigs. One of my favorite artists, of course, you guys all know her. She is a world famous singer who's been out there for literally, I must have just been a little baby or what have you. She's been in every decade and had top hits since I can remember. We're talking about the incredible Cher. Cher has been singing for many years, and she has worn wigs. She talked about how much she loved wigs. Now, this is a woman who had hair all the way down her back, okay? Yeah. And everybody remembers that. But you couldn't keep her out of wigs. So it's not, is that a stereotype that only women who have no hair wear wigs? Isn't that an old stereotype? So that's not true at all.
No, not at all. No. Wigs are, I would like to think of them as somewhat of a status symbol as well. And I'll say that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tell us how.
Well, because of, number one, the quality and the pricing for really good human hair, raw hair, wig, and the machine work of it, so the creation of it, that puts it at a different category than, like, store-bought wigs. It depends on where you're getting it from. There's all, like we talked about, synthetic, there's all different tiers of wigs. So as far as like Cher and her wanting to wear her wigs, and women, who are wearing them more for like a pleasure, like for luxury, some women are wearing them for pleasure and luxury, I would consider it a status. Because like, you don't know what's underneath there.
Exactly. And what is that called, Jamisha, where they just want a variety. And I think that's what Cher was saying, because, she was saying, and she told all this, You can Google wigs and Cher and all that, and it'll pop right up. She's talked about it many times. In fact, I do love that about the celebrities, because they've helped to add, you know, they've taken away this mystique about wigs, and they've helped to usher in a new era. So, you know, I've got to ask you, when you have like a Kardashian, have they helped with the idea of lace fronts and all that, and all these the wig culture that exists now? They've contributed to it, I would imagine, on some level, because I see a lot of folks were trying to look like the Kardashian folks.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, they have, and they have contributed to it in the diversity wigs for the evolution. Because, you know, before, wigs and extensions were mainly, I'll say, even though other cultures, you know, they do what we do. So to speak, black culture, it's like the Kardashians, with them being more, I guess, like transparent about it, or just being more in the public eye, you know, on television all the time, it opened it up for more diversity for other cultures to be more open about, you know, wig units and lace wigs and to get involved. I'm seeing that more. I'm seeing it a lot. Yeah.
Well, listen, when someone says the word wiggy, that may not be a great compliment. So I wanted you guys out there to know you don't want to look wiggy.
No. You, we want to look natural.
You don't, I was going to say you want to look jiggy. But I think that's too dated, so I better not say that. But yeah, you definitely don't want to look wiggy out there. So I'm loving this. This is Wig Talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and our new wonderful wigologist, I'm going to call you, Jaimisha. Yes, because that's really what you are. This is something that, as I was saying, to me seems to be a part of your passion. And to be a wigologist and to really help folks with it, that means that you are a person who's studied wigs, who this is your specialty, and you can really help them. And I love that. You self-described as a wig artist. You provide coaching and empowerment for women through all of your education on wigs and all of that. And so this is nice. You have ebooks that are out there. You do all types of information on wigs. And we're going to be bringing a lot of that to the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Jaimisha, I want you to share your website one more time this morning.
All right. It is Jaimisha Yapel Beauty, Jaimisha Yapelle Beauty, BEAUTY.com.
Well, I'm just loving it. That name, Yapel, just gets me every time. I love it. It's a very, it sounds almost French.
Beautiful name. Yeah.
It is. It is so, I mean, I don't think I've ever even heard it before. So I just think it's.
Can I share this with you? I didn't learn to appreciate the name and the beauty of it.
I won't tell anybody. We're not going to tell anybody else. Go right ahead. No, we got the world listening, so go right ahead, Jaimisha. What would you like to say?
Oh, yeah. So I just want to say, like, you know, I didn't learn to appreciate my name and the beauty of it until I became, like, much older, you know, because it was so different. Yeah, it was so different growing up. And people never, they would always ask over and over, you know, maybe, like, how can you pronounce this? And it was, as a, you know, growing up, it makes you sometimes a little self-conscious because it's so different. And then once I got older, you know, I just started to appreciate the unique and beauty of my name. So thank you.
Well, that's why your name is followed by the word beauty, Jaimisha Yapel Beauty.
Absolutely.
Just wonderful inside and out. And yes, and that's the thing, and all of us can relate. You know, kids tease you. The very thing that they tease you about is what will make you shine and what will help you to rise. As you guys know, and I say this all the time, which is really, really important. And that really is, you know, and I just, you guys hear us say rise and shine. Well, what we say is that you have permission to shine and rise. And that's by being a part of our effort right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, the voice of the hair industry. And I'm very proud about that. Jaimisha, I don't know if you heard about all of our coverage over at the International Beauty Show this past weekend. It ended yesterday here in New York City. IBS is the longest running live hair event. It's the biggest in the entire U.S. of A. And the education director who was on our show yesterday, you can always Google that. I'm just blown away because she herself was on our show, of course, but she named me as the voice of the industry. So that just set me out there So I'm so proud to carry that that banner, and I take it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
I take it to heart each day to provide the best kind of hair and beauty talk across the board. We don't just gravitate to one thing. We talk about everything from braids and cornrows to weaves and extensions to the big chop to products and all the companies and and around the world. And
yeah,
it's not just black hair talk. We are all for everybody. We welcome everybody to the
mm-hmm.
Hair Radio Morning Show. We have pride in our culture, but it's available to, the information is out there for everybody, and we want everybody to feel a part of this hair community. And so that makes me real happy. So just having you to come on and talk about wigs each week, Jaimisha, and this makes me very excited. I'm super hype about it. Like I was saying, I don't think we've ever had on a regular basis a wig radio segment or talk show or show within a show in 25 years so of doing the hair radio show. So in the last seven, we have, as you guys know, we launched it as a morning show, but we've never really had that. So to have you on to join us, as I say, I hope, Jaimisha, I'm going to call you a wigologist again, because that's what I think you are. And you're doing something magnificent and helping, empowering women out there with all that you're doing. You're putting the education in, you're putting the information in, and you're doing it up, and we just love it. So did you have a good return visit this morning, Jaimisha?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I love the hair radio show. I love.
Oh.
I love. Yes, very.
Oh.
Very empowering. It gets me, motivated in the morning to.
Look
forward and do what I do. So I love. Yeah, like being here.
Oh, that is just awesome. Jaimisha has now again Wig Talk Wednesday morning, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central Time Zone, right here where she's giving you the latest. And again, across the board, it's not your great-grandma wig show, okay?
No.
A whole lot going on with wigs, right? So, Jaimisha, thank you so much for being with us. And we just adore you here. So we'll see you next week on right here, back for another installment of the Wig Talk radio show. So keep making it happen. All right?
All
and we'll
right.
see you soon. All right. Well, thank you so much. Listen, that was Jaimisha, who, again, will be out there with all kinds of wonderful things. And wigs, it's a whole world of wigs now. So as part of our wheelhouse right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're excited to have her each week. Now, if you've just joined us, you missed a whole lot. You'll have to play the whole show back. We launched this morning with Dr. Obeng, who was the Gorilla Glue doctor, the biggest story in the whole world last year. And he came to this show to tell his story. So we were so excited. So we re-aired that whole initial interview from Dr. Michael Obeng, again, Beverly Hills doctor. And so this year, we got to find out what ever happened to the Gorilla Glue Girl, Tessica Brown? What happened to the Gorilla Glue Doctor, Dr. Obang? So I really wanted to know, and our fans wanted to know of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and catch up with the incredible Dr. Michael Obang again, and see, did the Gorilla Glue Girl's hair, you know, did it, you know, have any long-lasting issues? Is she still being treated by Dr. Obang? We wanted to really know the answers to these questions, and I really couldn't wait to catch up with Dr. Michael Obang. So this is a very short, quick follow-up. So you guys are hearing it for many of you guys for the first time. This is Dr. Obang, the Gorilla Glue Doctor, on a brand new update that I just did with him not long ago, as you'll hear in the piece. So take a listen. We'll be back live on the other side of this. And then we've got someone I'm so excited to bring back to the show, Dallas hairstylist Monica J. So a quick follow-up with Dr. Obang, and then we're leading on in with what you guys have tuned in this morning, our big, big, big welcome back to Monica J. But here is Dr. Obang follow-up. It's about 5-6 minutes. Now we have a very, very special guest joining us again after about a year, part of the biggest news story of the last year. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome back the one and only Dr. Michael Obang, the Miracle Doctor. Good morning, Dr. Obang. Again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Kerry. Thank you for having me.
Yes, well, it's my pleasure. I really mean that, an honor. So I kind of want to jump right on in. I think you're going to forever be connected to Tessica Brown, who I had to, of course, just remind everybody out there who had placed the Gorilla Glue in her hair and it became kind of stuck, and you had to remedy this situation and provide relief to Tessica Brown. So, and helped her to keep her hair on her head by creating a formula that was able to loosen the glue, if I recall. So I just wanted to make sure and get that on out. So you have to tell us, Dr. Obang, in the last year, since this all kind of became a big incident, if you will, at the time, what has your life been affected by it? That's, I think, what number one we want to know. How, if so, how?
Yeah, I mean, when I say your life, you know, our deeds, our thoughts, you know, always, you know, affects us in some way or the other. And, of course, being part of Tessica Brown's ordeal, of course, people got to know who I am. But my life has changed because, you know, I'm alive by the grace of God, and I'm doing well. You know, so but I wouldn't say life has changed. You know, we do what we do, and I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and this is one of the things that, you know, myself, my team, and I have been able to achieve. So you know, it is what it is.
Well, now you mentioned it has changed in such a good way, and it allows you to continue all the wonderful things, and you have just done so many good things. Overall, you have been in, like you said, for 20 years, you've already been helping folks, and you know, so I have to ask you, though, is, you know, what can you tell us about Tessica's status, if there's anything? Are you still treating her? Has she had to come and do follow-ups? Anything that you can share with us this morning?
Yeah, Tessica as well. You know, her hair went back to grow, and you know, she is back to life and doing what she does.
Awesome.
From time to time, she call and say hello and say thank you. And as long as a patient, always a patient. So
I love it.
Relationship that we have, but she is doing well. I spoke with her.
Well, please pass along our well wishes from the Hair Radio Morning Show. We certainly support everything. I just love it. It's awesome. Now, I do want to, I promised I would ask you about the amazing charitable work that you do. The last time we chatted, it was something that really stayed with me. And you do so much. Can you please tell everybody about all of, you know, give us a, because you do a lot, so just give us whatever you'd like to share about some of the wonderful things that you're doing out there.
Thank you, Carrie. You know, so I've been running an organization called Restore, which is a nonprofit organization that goes to developing countries to do free reconstructive surgery. It has been in existence since 2008. And since 2008, you know, we have been to over 7 different countries. We have done over 1,500 surgeries. If you were to put a monetary figure on this, we are talking in excess of over $50 million or free of charge.
Wow.
Of course, I also personally donated my, you know, my own money to get it going. We just came back from Senegal in December, where we did about 111 surgeries in a span of 5 working days. So it's good. You know, it's good to be able to help people. And, you know,
yes.
I always, with my friends and my audience, that, you know, we can all chip in. You don't have to be a medical professional to be able to help. You know, we do this by people like ourselves spreading the word and donations that comes in that goes to power this charitable cause.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, it is incredible to hear, especially in these current times where folks don't seem all that much necessarily out there. There's a lot of who are, you know, trying to help one another and do positive things. But this is just such an amazing reminder. It really is. And we appreciate it. We want you to continue to, you know, stay in touch with us as well and let us know what we can do, because I think, you know, we can each do something to help someone else as well. So, I just wanted to say that. Now, you are from Ghana. I do want to just mention this really fast. You're from Ghana as well, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I mean as well as our. We have like a big show. I'm doing a virtual thing over there in Ghana on the 1st of the month, and I just have to say I'm so excited. So, you know, and when I was, you know, just looking at familiarizing myself with your research, I said, oh, okay, this is going to be nice. So I just want to say thank you. You know, we appreciate you. Okay, so what's next? What's next for you? And you've already told us that you'll be, you know, that you and Tessica Brown are going to stay in touch. So you're always going to be connected. So we've got that. So what about for you? What can you tell us, Dr. Obeng?
What's next for me is to continue to spread the word about Restore, so that we can do more good across the globe and people who don't have the resources, or in countries where they don't have the resources for reconstructive surgery. Personally, one thing that I am very passionate about is healthcare, and you know, right now we are working on a pharmaceutical plant in Ghana, where we are building a first class GMP, which is a good manufacturing practices, World Health Organization standard, pharmaceutical plant to make affordable drugs, to curtail drugs that are being imported from China and parts of India and Pakistan that is coming to Africa and is causing disease. So that's what I'm doing, and that's why when I'm at a job and I'm working on Restore, I'm working on Micropharma Ghana Limited. So that's what
Well, that is awesome. Can you come back to the Hair Radio Morning Show and all that's out there and just give us an update and keep us abreast? That is such important work as well, and we would like to stay on top of it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On the 1st of March, I'll be done as well. So if I'm not tied up, I'll tune into your show.
I would love that. Now, I do want to say, because you're out there, so I love following you on Instagram and all of that. How can folks, you know, if you'd like, they could check in with you on social media and all that. Anything you want to share with, you know, with the fans?
For those of you who are listening and who would like to advance the cause of Restore, you can log on to restoreworldwide.org, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, worldwide, W-O-R-L-D-W-I-D-E, worldwide.org. And you can also follow us on Restore Worldwide on Instagram. Also, for my personal Instagram, my practice is my full name, Dr. Dr. Michael K. Urbane. Dr. Michael K. Urbane. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, we're all about, you know, educating people to empower people and to put their ease, their fears, to calm them down, because a lot of people are afraid of having surgery. And that's why I try to get my patients to consent, so that we can show people that it's not as serious as they think, you know, and it's helped a lot. It's helped a lot of people. So thank you guys. And you guys can
My pleasure.
Okay? Thank you.
All right. Dr. Urbane, thank you so much for taking a moment out of your day. We know how busy you are out there in California. When I'm coming out back to the West Coast for a visit, I'm going to drop in over there in Beverly Hills, and we'll have to grab a bite or something. So I just want to say thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thanks for being on the Radio Morning Show. You've got it.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live, folks. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Wednesday again, March 16th of 2022. We're live this morning, each morning, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And then at 9 o'clock, there's still a whole lot more to go. We have our own 24-hour streaming network over at a different platform. It's our own, HAIRadio.com. So this doesn't end. And if you want to hear, listen back to today's live broadcast, once we wrap at 9 o'clock on this broadcast, then go over to the 24-hour network, and at noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central today, we're going to replay this very three-hour broadcast from beginning to end, not once, but twice. So it'll be from noon to 3 and 3 to 6 again. Today, we're going to replay this entire broadcast. So if you missed anything, you get a chance to listen back to it. Now, right now, I have to turn to this incredible, wonderful lady who I really came to, got on my radar a while back. She had just moved out to the Dallas area. And I don't know, there was something in Monica Jay's voice that has always been very comforting. So I love getting her on. We just laughed and chatted and up a storm. She was with us a couple of years ago, so she's had quite a journey since then. And so I wanted to get on a little bit of her original interview on the Hair Radio Morning Show from back a couple of years ago. And then do not touch anything, because we have a brand new first time this year follow-up to Monica Jay's story. So take a listen to her original interview. So we'll run that for a few minutes, and then we'll lead on in with a brand new update from Monica Jay. I wonder, did she ever leave from Dallas? Is she still there? Lots of questions. We're going to get the answers. But first, here's a little bit of background on Monica Jay. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. She's actually a new addition to the lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my honor to welcome Monica. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Keri.
Yes. So I want us to just kind of jump right on in to all the fray here. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Monica. We know that you're coming to our daily broadcast here, but tell us why.
Well, I feel like it's a big need for people to kind of hear from the stylist and their point of view and, you know, our experiences, because sometimes people just look at us a certain way as far as we have all the answers. But to be able to get the public's point of view is phenomenal. And I've been in the industry for, I guess, a little over 22 years. Don't try to guess my age. But a little over 22 years.
I was trying to add. Couldn't do it fast enough.
And I actually got in the industry on an accident.
Really?
And yes, it's a funny story. I'm an Air Force veteran.
Awesome.
And I was
I
was stationed in Japan, and so I was doing my hair. Honey, I kept that hair done every week. And people were like, so who's doing your hair? And I'm like, well, I had a routine. I get off work on Friday, I do my hair, and, you know, that's what it is. And so I ended up with a clientele, and I discovered that not only did I have blessed hands, that I loved what I did. And so when I got out of the service, I moved back home to Chicago, where I'm born and raised. And I looked into beauty school, and I attended Dudley University, Chicago.
Dudley.
Campus.
Yay for Dudley. We love Dudley. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Yes. I love Dudley, too. They gave me a phenomenal foundation as far as education and professionalism.
Yes.
They really instilled in us.
They taught the whole industry.
They do, yeah. Like, they really instilled in us what it is to be a hair care professional.
Yes, absolutely.
And so from there, I've done a lot of traveling. Like I said, I went to school in Chicago, and then I moved to Dallas, Texas. And then I moved back to Chicago, then to Atlanta, and I'm actually back in Dallas now.
Oh,
and with that has allowed me to interact with so many different people in the industry and out of the industry, and all it really did is just flourish my love and my passion for what I do. And in that journey, I have I've learned that right now we have a serious epidemic of hair loss, extreme hair loss. Lots of women out here with medical issues that are leading to extreme and severe hair loss. And so I've been focusing and directing my career in that direction, being able to cater to those women and help them regain their self-confidence.
Exactly. And I speak to that as well, in the sense that, you know, there are a lot of alopecia organizations out there, but there really isn't one that addresses the needs, especially for women of color, I've noticed in the community, who deal with traction alopecia. I don't see enough about it. The organizations that I've encountered, who've actually been on my show as well, they deal with every other alopecia. You know, there are many. They deal with every other alopecia, but they don't address or even acknowledge, from what I found, the issue that face a lot of women of color. And so, yes, it could be argued, of course, that it's one that is, you know, totally avoidable and all of that. But I love the stylists like yourself who come on the show and say, listen, this is a real thing, and you are going to help those women out there with it. And I'm blown away. So, Monica, wonderful, wonderful, great stuff. Okay.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Now you are out there in the DFW, I call it. That's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Have you found, and you've been, you know, especially through your travels to Japan and being a servicewoman and doing all, a service person, I should say, and doing all these amazing things and not being afraid to travel. See, that's the other thing, and I love that about you, not being afraid to go and just replant yourself and kind of I love that. So where did that come from? What was that germ inside of you that says don't be afraid of change?
You know what, Carrie? I don't know. I think the biggest thing is I might bore easily. I'm unsure. But I love it. I mean, it's exciting. Like I said, no matter where I go, I easily connect with people. So now that I'm trying to root here in Dallas this time. I'm trying to be still. But I still have friends and connections in all of those other areas. I try to stay connected with everybody. So I don't know. I just like change and, hey, what's that over there? I think it's the inquisitive part of me.
Well, I'm loving it. And you talk about, you know, remaining connected. That's what this show mm-hmm. is all about. I'm here in New York. Of course, everybody knows I'm based out of Brooklyn, New York, even though I'm from Philly. So shout out to all my Philly family members and all that. But I also have to say, you're out in Dallas area. And our listeners, we have tons of listeners between us, as well mm-hmm. as folks who are all over the world, literally. So
right.
we have to. So the wonderful thing is that everybody can stay connected. When you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you can kind of say hi to the family. You can say hi to the friends wherever they are, literally. You know, that's the wonderful thing. And that's kind of the reason I brought the show to the Internet, because we started in terrestrial radio, as you might be aware, on AM and FM in different markets. But this has been just a worldwide movement. So I wanted to ask you, Monique, what is it with the business? You've been out there, I think, 22 years. I mean, that's a long time in the hair business. Have you noticed any changes? I mean, is it the same business and industry that you started that's reflected today, or is it a little bit different?
Oh, my God, Carrie, it's funny that you say that. I feel like it has changed. It's changed drastically, and when I say it's changed, I think the mentality of the new stylists and barbers is totally different. So basically the integrity and the morality of the industry has changed. So they don't even approach the industry like we did. And when I say that, more so like they're looking at it more like a hustle. When we came in, we were looking at it more as a career. And
morning coffee, vanilla latte sip to go. Drink it slow.
All right, folks. I'm Carrie Hines. Of course, that's Monica J from out in Dallas, and we'll let her talk a little bit more about that. She kind of responds to that in this brand new follow-up. So what you just listened to was Monica out in Dallas, you know, talking about the industry and how it has changed. And, you know, in some circles, it's seen a little bit more as a hustle, but that's not been the mantra of what we espouse here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so she'll talk a little bit more about things and tell us what she's been up to. I just wanted to make a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll get on this long-awaited piece this morning for Monica J and what's new with her. But first, just a reminder, tomorrow on Thursday, we're talking about March 17th, Thursday. Tomorrow, the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show, so our 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock show that you guys know we do each weekday, it's a very special broadcast, mid-show at 7 o'clock in the morning. You guys know we air the show from 6 to 9. So mid-show at 7 Eastern time, 6 o'clock Central. There's a special memoriam that's happening. We've never done it on the Hair Radio Morning Show ever, but we felt that it was needed to do this. This is a gentleman who was on our show a few times. We're talking about Beverly Hills superstar celebrity stylist, David Babai. David was very special to me and to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, we were separated by 3,000 miles, but he was always on this broadcast to talk. And when I say that he was the top celebrity stylist, I'm not just talking about a hairstylist who did you know, a celebrity's hair here and there, and maybe, listen, he had the top superstars who went to the Academy Awards and all of that. Everybody from Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Gwyneth Paltrow, when she was on Nicole Magazine as the most beautiful woman. He also worked with Kate Hudson, Goldie Hawn's daughter. People Magazine did a big tribute on him. So, you know, he was with the loss of David Babai. So I just wanted to pay tribute to him, and we're going to do so tomorrow on Thursday show, mid-show at 7. You don't want to miss it. We have some special words and commentary, special words that were being sent in or have been sent in from his publicist. We'll share all of that. I will replay his last interview with us on our broadcast. So we'll do all that. I'll also share some more words and support. So that's all coming up tomorrow on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You don't want to miss it. Also, just a reminder, more about Upscale Magazine. We've got a lot more to share with you on the new radio network that they are launching. You guys know this is what we do at Hair Radio, the podcast folks. And I just wanted to say thank you again to the International Beauty Show people. Let me just say, the wonderful lady who was on, she runs, the Chi products and her root care company and all that, you know, Lisa Marie, she was just outstanding. And I have to also say the education director over at the International Beauty Show, she also was fantastic and literally called me the voice of the industry. And that seems to have caught on already. So I thank you for that. Thank you very much. And we just have so much going on here at Hair Radio. Well, this lady, we're going to get back to Monica J, that I wanted to make sure you guys were aware, who's just doing big things. And we're going to continue to support the hairstylists that are out there, the barbers, the manufacturers, the live hair events, and so much more, because we love everybody in the industry. The Hair Radio Show has always been in the middle. We appreciate everybody, from the clients to, you know, to the presidents of these companies. And so we want to be that the voice for everybody in the business. So I think we've accomplished that at Hair Radio. Now, listen, this is the brand new follow-up interview with Dallas, Fort Worth area, Dallas area hairstylist Monica J. I'm just going to go ahead and get it on, and we'll be back to chat a little bit and send you off. Here is the follow-up, Monica. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us again today. She's been with us. You guys know her. You know her voice. It is my great, great honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the first time this year, Monica J. Good morning, Monica J.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. Glad to be with you this morning. I'm so excited that you invited me back.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's 2022. We are so excited to welcome you. I mean, we have to talk about just so very much. The last time you were here, it was kind of like the pandemic had kind of just taken hold of us, so to speak, and the different states, everybody was doing their own thing, essentially. There was a lot of confusion still going on. Some places were still kind of not opened all the way back up, if you will. It was the fight about economics versus safety. So I want to take everybody back there. I have to, Monica, with this. And before we get there, let's start a little bit just to remind everybody a little bit about your background. So now you are a hairstylist based out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Correct.
All right. So I want to, yes, go right ahead. I want to talk a little bit about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, I'm a new stylist in the Dallas Metroplex area. However, I have crossed over from being your average hairstylist to a hair loss practitioner, non-invasive hair replacement services, if you will. So we'll dig into that later on.
Sure. I'm excited for you. Well, first of all, hair loss is such a huge topic, so we're going to definitely dig into that. No pun intended. We're going to talk about it. Okay, Monica J., I have got to say, first of all, the last I recall, and I want to mention this because you had just kind of settled in a new place, and you didn't know like a million people. So, and then the pandemic hit. What went through your mind? How on this earth did you cope with all of that change?
Oh my God, Carrie, like that was definitely stressful time for me. I've moved cities before because I'm originally from Chicago, and I relocated to Atlanta and then from Atlanta to here. So relocating is not that difficult as far as knowing what to do in regards to getting that business up and getting it going.
Wow.
But the pandemic definitely put that fear of what's going to happen next, because from health to business to just socializing in general, we didn't know what was going to happen. So I was definitely scared.
To say the least. Well, listen, we couldn't tell that on the interview. You were strong as you are now. You've been through quite a bit out there. And I enjoyed your, you know, talking with you. And, of course, the fans of the show, they remember your interview for so many different reasons. I remember one of the wonderful folks that we have who's on our lineup, he's listened to your interview probably several times. And what he has always mentioned to me is that you had the one thing that he recalls that jumps out, and my good friend, I'm going to shout Michael Hopkins out. Michael is the host of the Vet Talk radio show that airs on Tuesdays. But what Michael always brings to my attention whenever I run your interview is that you were in the military. So that is what he always reminds me of. So what? Yes, I kid you not. So what do you say? Like, how did that have a bearing on you? You know, eventually becoming a stylist. And I remember I still remember the story that you told. So we'll see. But what do you say? Because did that prepare you in any way to, you know, for this kind of a career?
It really, you know, I think, like you said, I probably mentioned it in the last interview. It was an accident. I got a bad haircut, and I started cutting my own hair.
Yeah.
And then
exactly
next thing you know, I had a clientele. Yeah. So, but what's crazy is it's benefiting me now where I'm taking my career, because I've gotten a contract to be able to work with VA and their prosthetics department, servicing their patients that have hair loss.
You're kidding.
So,
that is funny. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's crazy how it runs around in a circle and comes back to you like, oh, wow, yeah, you're a veteran. Guess what? You can do this. So,
exactly.
Yeah, good stuff.
And that's actually something that we should talk a little bit about, because maybe there are veterans who did not even know that's out there. So we'll touch on that a little bit as well. Now, listen, I want to turn back to Monica J. Okay. So that's it, Monica J. Okay. How's that? There you go.
Yeah, I sound good here.
Well, listen, I want to jump on in and just remind everybody. Now, your journey, as you mentioned, led you to Chicago, Atlanta, and out to Dallas. What have you noticed out there? Have the folks been different? Because you jumped a couple time zones, and each time you went through like a different time zone. So, so how did you notice any difference in the type of
type of styling or attitudes about hair that you might have found at a different place?
Not really. And I'm going to have to say, when people seek me out, they usually find me, like, via my social media. And so I guess I still have my Chicago flair. So I get a lot of people that have migrated here from the Midwest area that seek me out. And so,
wow.
But I've never had an issue with people here. Everybody here has been so welcoming.
Yeah.
Business does very well in the Dallas area. The only thing is right now the weather is pretty bipolar. That's the only thing I can't get used to.
Oh, well, that's the whole country, yeah, and this time of the year.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, no, and I absolutely agree with you. The folks we've had on, many, many folks from Dallas and the surrounding areas, and they've been just fantastic. We love the folks from Texas. Out here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We absolutely do. I want to make that really clear. Now, Monica, I also have to tell everybody, one of my favorite conversations that we had, which was making it through the pandemic, but when it all, again, going back, and this is when Monica J was on the show and she was telling us a little bit about what she was dealing with at the shop. And I remember this is when the folks, Jasper, as you had mentioned, everything was kind of just opening back up out there in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we had talked about this because it always made me laugh about the pricing. I really have to still, I reflect back on it because here in the Northeast, everybody knows I'm out here in New York City. And so for us, it's just the norm for prices to just keep rising, as everybody else is seeing in the country, of course, in recent times. But back then, during this pandemic, and it was kind of still a little bit had just gotten underway, so we are nowhere near, like, you know, where we are now, and they're calling it the endemic now. But
right.
Back then, it was, I call it, it was more like the begin-demic. That's when it kind of started. So that's what I remember it as. So, but when I think about it, you mentioned something that always stayed with me, and that was that the pricing, here we, you know, on the East Coast, I had asked you about the, you know, the clients, if they mind paying a little bit more since you had to do so much with the, you know, with the cleaning products and extra supplies that I think might have been extra than what you guys had. You know, even though I know everybody, you know, adheres to standards. But
right.
And the clients, so I thought that it would be normal and clients wouldn't mind paying a little bit extra for services, you know, for their hair care. And you actually,
you know,
do you remember what you told me? I still have.
But you know what? I don't.
Well, let me tell you
what you said. I don't remember what I told
you. Because I remember.
What I said.
Okay, you said that you have some clients who actually thought they should be paying less.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember now.
They actually thought that they should be paying less money instead of paying more money. And I just.
But you know what?
Fell out. What?
I'm sorry. And it's and that still holds today. And
really?
Even with everything has increased. Everybody's, you know what, me and a client was just talking about this the other evening. And everything is increasing. And
yeah.
People still feel like we shouldn't as hairstylists. And it's like, okay, you do understand that we need to be able to survive just like you do. When everything goes up, we need to go up too. Like,
exactly.
I'd like to put gas in my car to get here, you know? So I think
exactly.
It will always be an issue. And it's always been discussed too, like, you know, guys, getting your hair done is more of a want than a need. So you don't have to pay me what I'm asking you. You can always shop around. That's always an option. However, it's still a business. And, you know, when the world goes up, we go up.
Exactly. And it's just awful that people think that, you know, that ties into that, you know, we have to remind everybody this is really an industry. And it's a successful industry, a positive industry, a community industry.
Right.
You know, and be supportive.
there comes back. It comes back.
I think you'd be surprised. There are some, and it's usually only a handful. It doesn't happen that often.
Yes.
Often, I think it just depends on who your target market is. But
yes,
for the most part, most people will respect whatever you tell them, and if they don't like it, then they may not come back, which, you know, that's not always good. But I mean, we gotta get with the times. If everybody else is going up, we should get to go up too.
Exactly. And I tell you, I totally agree. And I think folks have probably changed their minds a little bit, and things have, you know, it's changed us over these years and since the last time you were on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What's been one of the biggest things you've noticed, if you can really say, that perhaps was one way when you were with us before versus the way it is now? Now, have things relaxed a little bit? Have we gone back and have we fallen into old habits and folks still trying to get the hookups at the shop? Have we fallen back into that, or is it now a brand new day, literally, out there?
I believe that a lot of people have went back to their old ways because it was comfortable for them, and everybody was looking for that sense of normalcy. So because the pandemic just took us so far out of our comfort zones that they couldn't wait to get back to normal, and so they went back to bad habits and old habits, if you will.
Wow.
Whereas, you know, then there are those of us that, hey, some of that stuff worked real well. If some of the standards that we put in place, some of those protective protocols that I still honor because they made great sense and they made my business better to me. So even things as far as washing your hands prior to coming into the building and, you know, waiting your turn and just a lot of sanitation practices that we probably should have been doing before the pandemic.
Yes, this is true. And you know what? It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. I have to say, folks, if you have, you know, if you've just joined us, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest, as you folks have been just tuned in and just joining us. You might have figured out a little bit. We are speaking with Monika Jay. You guys heard her original interview right here across our network. We've been playing it for some time here. And I have to say, it's one of my favorite interviews, as I've always said, because you cover such a wide range, and you were one of the first stylists that we had talked with right once the pandemic had kind of kicked in, but out in Texas that, hey, they had just started to reopen the shops, kind of like in Atlanta, where Atlanta was really early on, the Georgia folks, if I recall correctly. And so, and there was so much talk, so I'm not going to play that, because there was quite a bit of talk going on back then. There was so much going on, we didn't know what was going on. So this is, now we've got some, you know, I think we are better prepared in a way. So there's some positive way to look at it, right? We're better prepared.
Yeah.
What do you say to that,
Monika? I think you're so right. And that's what I was just saying, as far as when you think about how close in proximity we work with people, like we're literally on top of you. Like 6 feet is impossible. And people still, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out the political way to say this. You know, people, they're not always the cleanest. It's like, you know, you can only protect yourself so much.
Okay.
And you don't want to, you know, trying to keep stuff away from, you know, we deal with the public. And some people are so inconsiderate as far as, you know, the people around them. So, like I said, in a way, I think some of those practices turned out to be great practices that we all need to continue.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, this is something that's big. Now, Monika Jay, one of the other big updates since we last chatted with you, you've been a hairstylist, of course, for, you know, in recent times, in several years now. But One of the things I was kind of surprised, I didn't know you were taking your career to the next level. So I want to hear exactly all about being a hair loss practitioner. And congratulations again.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. Thank you. It's very exciting. Well, I've actually been a hairstylist, I think, we'll say 20 blah, blah, blah years.
Yeah. Oh,
trying not to tell my
time.
Age. I have seen a lot of things happen in our industry, and right now what I see is more and more women experiencing mild to extreme hair loss. Like, it's the scariest thing to see a woman come in and go into tears because she's losing all her hair. So I had a few clients experiencing that, made me look into it even further. And so now what I do is I provide non-invasive hair replacement services. So at the end of the day, I sell illusions. I rebuild confidence and self-esteem and getting, you know, because like I said, that's traumatizing to lose your hair, especially when it's not a choice.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
At this point, I don't know if this is okay for me to mention, but I had a health scare where, well, I actually, right after quarantine, getting out of quarantine and getting back to work, I got diagnosed with throat cancer. God willing, we caught it early, so that was a major blessing. But throughout my treatment, I ended up losing my hair. And like I said, I've been a hairstylist for a long time. So I've cut my hair short a million times. But it's totally different when you make the decision to cut all your hair off versus waking up and your hair is just gone. And so it allowed me to be able to deal with people. Man, Carrie, it was initially, oh, it's no big deal. I'll just cut it off. And then some days I would wake up and I would just bawl for hours because it was emotional. Because like I said, it wasn't a decision that I really made. And then I didn't know if it would come back. But at the same time, it allowed me to empathize with the ladies when they would come in and talk to me and they would get emotional. And so, you have your plan and then God has his plan. So at the end of the day, it all worked out. I'm doing well. I'm 6 months into remission.
Awesome.
So, yay
awesome.
Me. I deal with some beautiful ladies, some great personalities, and like I said, the best thing about this is they come in one way, and when I get done and they give me that smile, I know it was all worth it.
Absolutely. And I think that just being, going through so much, you're able to just inspire others. Yes, absolutely. Your journey is really a testimony. It's just unbelievable. And I just take my hat off to you so much. And you're always, we have so much fun with you. As I was telling before we got started, you always make me laugh. And I just always enjoy just not only talking about hearing Monica's voice out there. She just, you're always just fun and inspiring and uplifting. So, yeah, you're uplifting. You really are. And it's a great thing. I'm just very, very proud and very happy that you're doing well now and continue good health to you. Now, I've got to say, Monica, yes. So what do you want to, what do you want to go on to next? We know that you do hair loss now, which is awesome. You're still an amazing stylist out there and doing your great work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That you call Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So I'm not sure. You tell everybody, is that like, what is that, like the downtown part?
Yes, sir. For the most part, that's what that is.
Oh, okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Yeah, that's how they kind of refer to it, because that's the downtown, the extremely busy area, the downtown area.
Oh, I really hit that on the head. I haven't been to Dallas in years. Okay. I did well with that.
Love
all
Dallas.
Right. Yes. Well, you know what? Like I said, the folks are amazing. And to me, I've always had friends who were out there
who would comment, because I'm in New York City, the rent and everything is super high here. So Dallas was always been appealing to me to pack it up, folks, and move the headquarters out west. So we'll think about that. But I have to say, Monique and Jay, I really have to think about that. But I got to say, so what's next for you? What would you like to be your next big story?
Oh, wow. Right now, I'm focusing on training. I am an educator as well, so I've been doing a lot of classes. I don't know if you remember a young lady, Miss Toni Love. Toni Love
Oh, of course. I know. She was going to be on our show at some point. Didn't she have a book or something out?
Yes, I love Toni. She has, she does hair replacement. She's the one that certified me initially to become a hair replacement specialist, and she's doing a big conference, a hair loss conference in Atlanta in October 2nd and 3rd. And I'm going to be a special guest for her. I'll be presenting for her, doing my thing on a young lady that has experienced extreme hair loss, kind of getting everybody familiar with some of the techniques that I use and promoting my own one-on-one trainings and things of that nature. So I'm trying to educate as many people as I can and see if we can get them interested in helping some of these ladies that are going through this hair loss trauma right now.
Yeah, and like I said, hair loss is it's huge, and there's so many different factors in it and things that play part, can contribute to the whole battle with hair loss and all of that. So I take my hat off to you, and the community out there, the professional community who are helping these folks. So thank you for that. And keep us informed. Let us know how all the shows go. We know you'll be doing so many different shows. And we have a hair loss show on Thursdays on our network as well. So you kind of have to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, this is the Hair Radio Network on top of everything else that we do. So we'll talk. But I have to say, Monique, just a wonderful, it's been a joy to catch up with you in 2022. So, we're going to keep people informed about your comings and goings as we move along. Thank you so much for bringing us up to date, checking in with Monique J out in Dallas-Fort Worth again. Yes, what were you going to say?
And it was such a pleasure to be here.
Aw. Well, you're doing big things, and you deserve to be here, so thank you so much. All right. So thank you again, Monique. Thank you. All right.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. That was the update and follow-up with Monique J, and she talks about hair loss. Just a reminder, Mr. Trichology is on tomorrow at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central with Kate. So we should have him on. It should be real interesting. Also tomorrow on Thursday's show, we're talking about March 17th of 2022. Please join us, a special memoriam type tribute to the celebrity hairstylist David Babai. We lost him last year, the end of it. We all just heard about it in the industry. So we're doing a special tribute. He was on our show several times and shared so much, and we just want to have a great send-off for him through our broadcast. So much more also. Do not forget, as we wrap up here at 9 o'clock, just in a couple of minutes today, to go over to the Hair Radio Streaming Network. It continues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at www.hairradio.com. So you can go there day or night. And listen around the clock. We play classic shows. We do all kinds of things there. But let me spell it for you because it's very different. It's HAIRadio.com. There's only one R. We don't use two R's in the hair radio word. So when you go over to HAIRadio.com, it picks up at 9 o'clock. You can just chime on in and listen around the clock. We're going to replay today's show at noon and 3 o'clock on that network. So check it out. Do not forget. But it's on right now. Also, just thank you so much to all my guests today. It was extraordinary. Thanks to Wick Talk with Jaimisha. We had on Public Relations with Monique. We had Dr. Obing on. We had the incredible Monica J. And I'm going to go ahead and get our outro started. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time till 9 weekdays, right here on the Blog Talk Network. And again, we have so much going on. We thank you. Go to hairradio.com and become a member. Make it a great day, everybody. Really, we enjoyed you today. So thanks again. I'm Kerry Hines. Let's get our outro underway. All right, here we go. There we go, everybody. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com.